Gary Chris joining us now from Racing and Sports. Afternoon, Gary.
Hi, Sean. How are you going?
Good. I suppose our main race, Randwick, was the McKell Cup. Raw Impulse, did you think it was a little disappointing?
Yeah, it probably was, Sean. He was his biggest test to date, and he was out of the handicap at the weights as well. So, obviously, he faced a significant class rise on what he's been running against. But I wouldn't write him off altogether. I think his three wins here, and his only three starts in Australia before Saturday were all good, and maybe he just reached the end of his campaign, you know, this time in. But certainly he's got a lot to find if he's going to be a genuine Cups hopeful, which he's high in the betting market.
All right, we head to Doomben, the 10,000, and Bjorn Baker is absolutely flying at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's training winner after winner, and, you know, it was good to see this horse win for him. And, I mean, it wasn't a vintage renewal of the Doomben 10,000, that's for sure. There was a bit low on class, but he's a quality horse, Music Magnate, and he just continued to make, you know, progression this time in with his ratings, and he's run a pretty good figure there on Saturday. So by no means a fluke performance. I mean, he's certainly up there with some of the better winners of the Doomben 10,000, and must be a chance in a race like the Stradbroke.
Yeah, exactly. McIntosh, by Jim, is a handy horse that took out the Grand Prix.
Yeah, unbeaten since he's been with Chris Waller. He's just worked his magic there, and you know, I suppose he's some doubt about him running a strong 2,400 metres, but the winner's a winner, and, you know, if he does go that way, you've got to respect him. He's been pretty dominant, and, you know, they were chasing late there at the finish on Saturday, but he's still, you know, still improving, so I wouldn't write him off. You know, I think he's a very good chance in the Derby.
And Gazzoni, a nice win in the Glen Logan Park Stakes, but may or may not go to the Stradbroke.
Yeah, look, she's very promising, isn't she? She ran very quick time there, and it was her time, so she did mostly from the front. And she's run a new master figure there on Saturday on time for 116, with obviously more to come. And, you know, she's a Group 2 winner of the Ground Stakes and wasn't beaten far in the Coolmore. So she's won 4 of 6 now, so it's interesting to see whether they do sort of pick an easier target for her against her own sex and save her for the spring. But, you know, she's certainly a filly going places.
James Harron has got the magic touch of getting these babies, hasn't he, with the Science Produce winner? Attention.
Yeah, he was very good last start up there too, Sean. And, you know, he was a very good ride there on Saturday by Blake Shin and you know, the Bailey winner, you know, in Sydney early on. And, you know, he may not be top class, but he's certainly a very game horse, and, you know, he'll develop into a very nice three-year-old.
And Darren Weir, Real Love, he's got this mare going well.
Yeah, look, he certainly has. Since he's been with him, he's never missed the money, and racing as honestly as can be, and keeps improving her figure. So, you know, she'll go probably to the Brisbane Cup and be very hard to beat.
And I suppose the other one, the Lord Mayor's Cup, Mighty Lucky, another good consistent win.
Yeah, his performance was very good, you know, never on the track and, you know, got the job done. I mean, it wasn't sort of an overly strong field, I guess, a weight for age, but certainly he's very honest and he'll do better when he gets to 2,000 as well.
All right. What was your standout performance from the weekend, Gary?
I think Bullwash in the last, didn't he, Sean? I think very promising horse, yeah. And very good hands with Team Hawks.
Yeah, very smart. All right, good to catch up, Gary. We've got a busy day. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, good on you, Sean. See you.
Thanks a lot, Gary Kirst, Racing and Sports.